Yeah, welcome in to the Tuesday edition. Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Ian Safar here with you on this Tuesday morning, live from our Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Game Nashville studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership, where the buzz is always about great service. It is NFL trade deadline day, and we will keep you up to date on all the moves that the Tennessee Titans will make throughout the day today here on 102.5 The Game. And throughout our program here today as well. Joe Rexrow, good morning. How are you?
Doing okay. Looking forward to maybe an exciting trading deadline day. You never know with the NFL. It's not always the case, but it's been better lately. So maybe we'll get some big stuff today.
We will see what happens. Ian Safar, how are we doing?
Good morning. Late one last night. Was falling asleep on the couch watching the Preds. Then, of course, they tied it. So I was like, okay, I guess I have to. Well, I was falling asleep, and then they scored to make it within one. Then they tied it. Then they went to overtime, only to lose at the buzzer. But I'm doing great.
Yep, lost with 2 seconds left. That's good stuff. We will get into the Predators a little bit later, but kind of a gut punch in the overtime period last night as they lose to the Vancouver Canucks 5-4. Joe, one move has been made by the Tennessee Titans as we sit here today on trade deadline day. Draymond Jones traded from the Titans to the Baltimore Ravens in exchange for a conditional fifth-round pick that can become a fourth-round pick to the Baltimore Ravens. Draymond Jones has a sack in four consecutive games. He played well again for the Titans on Sunday against the Chargers. And the Ravens are a team that desperately needs some pass rushing help, and they make the move for Draymond Jones. You know, Jones has, I believe, 19 quarterback pressures, according to ESPN, which are 7 more than anybody on the Ravens, which is kind of amazing when you think about that. So some pass rush help for the Ravens, and the Titans get a conditional fifth that turns into fourth. Frankly, Joe, when I saw the return for this, I think it's a really good move for the Titans, the chance for that to turn into a fourth-round pick. And I don't know exactly what the stipulations are there for that to move from a fifth to the fourth, but I think a pretty good move for the Titans. What did you think?
Yeah, no, I never would have guessed that you could possibly end up with a fourth-round pick for Draymond Jones. So I think that's a really good deal for the Titans. Although I'm sure Titans fans are like, really? Another Titan becomes a Raven? Really? But of course, Draymond Jones was a Titan for about 5 minutes, so this one shouldn't hurt as much as some of the ones in the past. But yeah, it's a good deal for the Titans, and he's played well. I mean, you were weakening your defense. We know this. I mean, it's basically a fank going on right now anyway, so may as well get what you can get. That's pretty good. Be interesting to see, you know, does this make them just to try to, you know, field a team? Are they less likely to try to trade like an Arden Key or something now because they moved Draymond Jones? I mean, I don't know. I'm sure it's like if there's a good enough offer, there's a good enough offer. But be interesting to see now if they, if they do more.
It will be interesting to see that. Draymond Jones put on Twitter last night, quote, the NFL is too crazy, LOL. Thank you, Titans family. I loved and appreciated my short time in Nashville too much. Cam is the truth. Y'all give him time. He can be great. I'm ready to be a Raven, rocking that purple and black. So a nice message to Titans fans on the way out of, hey, just hang in there with Cam Ward. On the rest of the deadline front, Joe, Paul Kuharsky did tweet this last night. Now, I don't know if this constitutes as like reporting that this is going to happen or not, but Kuharsky did say, quote, I will not be surprised if the Titans make no further deals. So I guess we'll see what happens on that front.
Yeah, I noticed that. And I would say that's probably not just Paul tweeting that out of the blue. But, you know, again, even if people in the Titans building are telling them, yeah, we're done, I mean, nobody can say that for sure because you just don't know what call is going to come today, right? I mean, you just don't know. I mean, there just may be someone who is – to dangle something that's just way too good to pass up. So, but you know, Ridley. I mean, there's been smoke around so many different people. Obviously, you know, Ridley, Simmons. You know, those are probably unlikely would be my guess. But, you know, the Sweat stuff is really interesting. The noise around Tavondre Sweat is interesting. But, again, what's the return on that?
Yeah, it's a good question. Now, you know, Jeffrey Simmons, I guess, put something on Instagram last night about how he's, like, ready to get back at it and all these things. And it's like the picture that he put was in a Titans jersey. And then I first saw the picture. Somebody on the Twitter tweeted it out. I was like, is he giving, like, a goodbye message to the Titans? That apparently is not the case. He went on Twitter and later clarified that is not the case. But interesting timing from Jeffrey Simmons on tweeting last night.
Jeffrey Simmons and Twitter, you know?
Yeah.
You just never know what kind of misunderstanding will emerge from that.
he said this was his tweet last night at 7 o'clock, quote, "Me expressing that I'm ready to get back to it on Instagram doesn't have anything to do with a trade. I'm ready to get back out there and continue causing havoc, which hopefully that'll be after this bye. Hashtag tighten up." So that was Jeffrey Simmons last night. I mean, he had to know a little bit, right? Like, do we think it's a little bit of a troll job from Jeffrey Simmons?
If so, tip of the cap. P.S. Hopefully in another uniform, too. Thank you. You know? But, yeah, I mean, I hope I actually do hope that he was doing this on purpose. You may as well have fun with people, you know?
I agree, yeah.
I mean, how much fun has this season been? There's so little fun. Find fun wherever you can find it.
No, I am totally with you. So, as you said, now the question is, what else could happen today? We'll keep our eye on that. Is Tavondre Sweat somebody who could be moved? Do they continue to move some of their edge rushers? Like, is somebody interested in Jahad Ward? Like, do the Titans trade him today? Is he somebody they're interested in keeping around maybe in a longer-term role here? That part of it's going to be interesting. On the offensive side of things, is there anybody who draws the attention of somebody else around the league, be that a Chig Okonkwo, I guess be that a Calvin Ridley, be that a Tony Pollard? You know, defensively, like you said, I mean, I'm stunned that they got a fifth that could potentially turn into a fourth for Draymond Jones. Like, I just think that's a really good move. So does somebody else today get desperate and call Mike Borgonzi, Chad Brinker, whoever they're calling, about some other members of the Tennessee Titans? I guess I'm really interested, Joe, to see if anybody at all on offense gets touched today.
Yeah. Yeah. Way more candidates on the other side of the ball. Also, it's like, maybe some of these new guys the Titans are bringing in, they should, like, hold on to them. Like, some of the newer guys, people seem to be interested in. But, yeah, I mean, on offense, you're basically I have heard that there's been a little buzz in the Lions circles about the Lions with their suddenly bad offensive line wanting Zeitler back. But, yeah. You know, again, I think that's one of those, like, Lions media / Lions fans who remember him for what he was there. And if people are looking at film, they're probably not trading for Kevin Zeitler right now, would be my guess. But, yeah, really, other than it's Ridley or Chig, right? I mean, it's one of those two.
Yeah.
On that side of the ball.
Dustin from Hawkinsville says, I don't understand if they keep Simmons if they can get a high-value pick. You know, it's interesting, the people, like, the different opinions all over the map on what Simmons could bring back. Like, I think there are a lot of people that think Simmons could get you, like, a first-round pick plus. And if that's the case, I would heavily consider that. We had Charles on last week, Joe, and he was like, yeah, talking to executives that don't know if the Titans can get a first-round pick at all for Jeffrey Simmons. So it's just interesting to me, like, I guess how people perceive his value. And Charles brought up, you know, the Brian Burns trade from a couple years ago and, you know, how he's an edge rusher. And just the return that he got, and he doesn't think Jeffrey Simmons would get that. So, I don't know. It's just in that hypothetical scenario of whether or not he'd be traded, what the offer would be really interesting. Again, as we said last week, you can't close yourself off to it if you're the Titans, but it is pretty wild how all over the map people think his value is.
Right, so I trust Charles' reporting, talking to teams around the league, and I think most people would probably – put his value less than a first round pick. And if that's the case, then I agree with not moving him. Yep. But it's almost like the draft, right? Like, all it takes is one team to love you. And, you know, everybody projects you as a second round pick, but you go number 12 because that team loved you. So it's just about one particular team thinking he's the answer and knowing that you have to really come with a big offer to make it happen. Like, Kaharski's like, first and a what? You know, and it's like, okay, so there's a pretty big gap between what you think would be appropriate and what the league thinks he's worth.
615-737-1025, our phone number. It is NFL trade deadline day. The Titans have made one move, sending Draymond Jones to the Baltimore Ravens for a conditional fifth-round pick. What else could we see today? What else do you want to see from the Tennessee Titans today? We'll take your thoughts on that. 615-737-1025. More coming up next. Robbie and Rex Road, 1025 The Game.
When you look at a guy like Draymond, who's probably got some value, but is he not also showing you that maybe he's got value for this team in the future as well? I mean, how tough is that decision? I know it's not necessarily yours, but I mean, he's got 4 sacks in 4 straight games. He looks like a guy who could help this team in the future.
Well, he's done a great job for us. You know, I'm very pleased with where he's at and what he's done. You just love the way he shows up every day, the way he works at practice. And it's not a surprise at all he's having the success that he's been having.
That's Mike McCoy, Titans interim head coach, best friend of Paul Kuharski, discussing Draymond Jones and the trade, actually before the trade that was made yesterday, and the recent play of Draymond Jones for the Tennessee Titans. It's deadline day in the NFL, and the question is, what more do you want to see? What are you looking for today as a Titans fan on NFL trade deadline day? 615-737-1025. Joe JD on the text line says this, and I have been thinking about this the last couple of days. He says, quote, "It amazes me how little the players we have are worth or how terrible Brinker is at negotiation." Now, you know, we've talked about the laundry list of guys they have that may be worth, you know, fifth rounder, sixth rounder, somewhere in that neighborhood. You know, yesterday, Draymond Jones, a conditional fifth that, who knows, may turn into a fourth. So, again, I think that's a good move. But, you know, sometimes, Joe, you look around bad teams in the NFL, and maybe it's an injury, you know, maybe it's a special set of circumstances that lead them to where they are. But you look at their roster, and you're like, yeah, there's pretty good players there that, you know, you can get maybe a few third-round picks or fourth-round picks or something like that. The Titans have, like, basically one guy that I feel good about. They could get a pretty decent return for him. And I don't think they're going to be interested in trading him today.
Yeah, but see, I think what JD's comment there to me speaks to, I think, a league-wide thing, which is fans think that players are always going to fetch more than they do. Don't you think? I mean, like right now he's saying that after Draymond Jones went for a good return. Like in this league, careers flame out so fast and draft capital is valued. It's just valued way more than a lot. Most players would tread off their tires and with contracts, right? So yep. I mean, every year it's like, well, you know, could we get, you know, a second for this guy, a third for this guy? It's like, nah, more like a six, you know? And honestly, again, Draymond Jones, I mean, I would have guessed. I don't even know that I would have guessed fifth. Probably
no,
six.
No, I wouldn't have. I would have guessed six, probably. Yeah.
That's the NFL. So I feel like, so yes, I mean, the Titans, still, compared to other teams, they have, you know, less, they have fewer players that have value and all that stuff. But also, like across the league, you just don't see, other than just every once in a while, some ridiculous, you know, like a Myles Garrett or somebody like that would go for an insane haul. But you have to be or you know, like your guy, who the Cowboys seemed to miss last night. On the field, you know, somebody like that, yes. But other than that, you're dipping quickly into day two, day three with most players.
Yeah, and there's not a lot of deals that happen at the deadline that are high value picks. Number one, because a lot of times teams don't want to give those guys up, right? Like if you're giving up players that are worth first or second round picks, that's not good for you, probably. I mean, most teams want to try to work deals out and keep those guys around. So you just don't see it in the middle of the season that often. Now, around draft time, sure. In some cases, before the season, like we saw with Micah Parsons earlier this year, sure, that can happen from time to time. I feel like in the NFL, Joe, those huge deals that involve first and second round picks, I'm not saying they never happen because they do, but it feels a lot more rare than it does, say, definitely in, like, you know, the NBA or the NHL.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean, and look, the trading deadline used to be completely a non-factor in the NFL. Just, again, I think it speaks to just, I mean, the contracts are, you know, they're not guaranteed. The careers are short, and, you know, like, there's just so many, you know, the cap is real, by the way. Also, that's something to keep in mind, even if it is malleable. But, you know, someone's asking about, I'm trying to look up something for somebody on the text line, and I've already forgotten what I'm looking up, which is probably a bad thing. Well, someone's asked about the current – oh, well, we talked about this a couple weeks ago, Robbie. Last time a team traded a first for anybody for the deadline, there have been some. We went over it a few weeks ago, I think. I'll find it again. It's not a ton, but it does happen. It is possible. And it'd be cool to see something like that today. But it takes, you know, that, like that takes a high level of player to do that. Like if Jeff Simmons, the way he's playing, arguably as well as any defensive tackle in the league, it's an important position. He's under 30, and the most of the league appears to not think he's worth a first.
Do you think anybody is calling today? And I don't know how much there could be a deal that actually gets executed here, but is anybody calling today on Calvin Ridley? Like, with how his season has gone, he's been hurt the last few weeks, obviously. You know, the Titans are a team that don't have a lot of depth at wide receiver. They're playing the rookies now, which I guess is a good thing at this point in the year. But do you think anybody at all is out there interested in the services of Calvin Ridley to the point where the Titans would actually consider trading him today? Like, I guess what I'm saying is anybody calling about Calvin Ridley and it's more than like a 6-round pick?
It's a good question. I feel like the injury is one of those things where had he had some productive weeks, because he's talented enough to go for something better than that. But then you get into with him, obviously it's not a rental. So you get into the money situation. What would the Titans be willing to take on and all that stuff? You have that aspect of it. And then just the fact that in Jacksonville and then, you know, really here last year, there seems to be – it seems to take time for him when he gets to a new place. And if you're trading for him, you don't have time. It's like you want to plug and play and get right to that. So I think anybody who's done their homework on it is probably hesitant to do that. I'd be surprised, even though, again, like, you could probably find some teams around this league who are good who could use – you know, a second or third, certainly, receiver with talent, it could make a difference. But it's like, you know, then you get into, okay, so but how much is that worth if it's your third receiver?
Yeah, I mean, it goes back to, I guess, the most likely player to be traded on offense is probably Okonkwo. Probably. I mean, you just, if somebody looks at his skill set and says, you know what, we could use him. Like, you know, Matt LaFleur in Green Bay was asked yesterday about, you know, Tucker Kraft going down, tearing his ACL, and if that means that they're just going to stay within or if they're looking around the league. And he gave the typical, yeah, I mean, we're talking about everything answer, so we'll see if there's any interest at all. Like, how many tight ends are going to be available at the trade deadline? Where does Chig rank among those tight ends? And does Green Bay or somebody else look at Chig and feel like he's a fit with their offense and they're willing to give up a pick in order to go get him? Like, I still think he's probably the most likely player on offense to be traded today, if I had to guess, but I still think the most likely candidates come from the other side of the ball.
Yeah, so you have advocated for the Packers to trade for Chig. So is there anybody else out there, as a Packers fan, loss of Tucker Kraft is a killer, that you look around the league and, like, have you identified anybody else around the league who?
Not really. I mean, most of the tight ends you want are on either good teams or they're just the teams have no interest in trading them. So, like, Chig would make a lot of sense. I guess the question would be, like, what are you giving up? Like, what are you giving up if you're Green Bay? What are you willing to send them or to accept if you're the Titans? Because I still come back to, from the Titans' perspective, I don't think Chig's going to be very expensive. And you're just, if you trade him today, you're just creating another hole for yourself that you've got to go fill this offseason. And I think the Titans have got to be real selective about why, when and where they're doing that right now based on how many holes are on their roster.
So as a Packers fan, if they made that deal today, what return to the Titans would you be like, okay, that's fine?
Well, I mean, the Packers are a bit of a different situation because they're kind of all in anyway. So, like, I mean, heck, if they gave up a fourth, I probably wouldn't care that much as a Packers fan. I think that would be great if you're the Titans. Like, if you got a fourth for Chig, that'd be awesome. I mean, more realistically, probably a fifth somewhere in that neighborhood. But, yeah, somewhere in that neighborhood I think would be what you're looking for, fifth rounder if you're the Titans.
I mean, if Draymond Jones gets a, you know, fifth – I mean, I understand pass rushes – at a premium. And the Ravens are like a team that has the offense to like win the whole thing, and they have a bad defense. So I guess you have to look at it from that perspective too. They have to be all in.
Yeah.
But also like they are deficient over there. But it's like I still look at that return. I'm like, gosh, maybe Chig could get something better than that.
Thing about Chig though is like the production just doesn't add up to what you see from him sometimes. Yeah. Like he's got 29 catches for 281 yards. It's like, I mean, the numbers aren't really all that impressive. But, you know, every now and then, Joe.
In this offense, that's not bad, but yes.
Yeah, in this offense, that's not that bad. But then every now and then, as you know, you'll watch him play, and he'll make like three people miss after the catch. And it's like, wow, look at Chig Okonkwo out there. So I guess it just depends on, you know, how much you value his potential to run after the catch if you're a team out there.
No doubt. I have answer for the texter, by the way.
Okay, we will get into that coming up next. 615-737-1025. Our phone number, plus a thought on the Titans coaching search that I want to run by you and want to run by Joe as well. We'll get into all that. 615-737-1025. Robbie and Rex Road, 1025 The Game. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road, 1025 The Game. It is NFL trade deadline day. Taking your thoughts on the deadline, 615-737-1025. Joe, we do have a move in the NFL that has just gone down. The Cincinnati Bengals have traded linebacker Logan Wilson to the Dallas Cowboys. So Logan Wilson, 29 years old, has been there for a while, traded to the Dallas Cowboys. So Jerry Jones and the babbling he was doing yesterday about, I've got a trade, but I hadn't really done it yet, but I could do it, so I think I'm going to do it tomorrow. Looks like it is played out that way, and that Logan Wilson has been traded from the Bengals to the Cowboys.
Well, we can get rid of my topic about his Jerry Jones out of his mind. So, okay, good. There was something there. For a minute there, I thought you were about to say Trey Hendrickson. I was like, uh-oh, that's a biggie. Now, there's someone who's getting a first, right? Like, we talk about first-round picks, the rarity of this, that there's a guy who would. Logan Wilson, how does that change the math for the crappy Cowboys?
I don't know. It's a good question.
got to stop the run.
Did not go well for them. Yeah. Didn't go well for them last night on Monday Night Football against the Jacoby Brissett-led Arizona Cardinals out there. So we'll see what that looks like. I mean, is Trey Hendrickson like the big ticket item of the entire deadline, Joe? Like, I would have to think that his future there, as Charles said last week with us, it's pretty clear he's not going to end up back in Cincinnati after this year, so I would think that he is probably the big ticket item if there is one at this deadline.
Yeah. Yeah, and look, now that the Bengals have incredibly blown two games against the Jets and Bears that, like, yeah, just insane. I mean, you got Bengals offensive players just basically cussing out the defense. It's so bad, which I mean, I don't blame them, you know, but, and then the defensive guys, they're all refusing to comment after the, I mean, it's bad. They're toast. And the Logan Wilson move, if it wasn't clear before, they're selling. So, you know, and by the way, nice cheap organization. And I'm not saying it's just about the cheapness, but you get rid of the D coordinator who's been great and who immediately is great at his next stop, and you are trash. So, again, like the Bengals just should be a, you know, the Bengals should be a couple things for Titans fans. One, a cautionary tale about owner cheapness because it can really bite you. Also, an example of an organization like all of them can get lucky, right? Like you can get a Burrow and a Chase, and you can, I mean, they got to a Super Bowl. But the way that they run the organization to me is just, you're at a disadvantage. So yes, I would say Trey Hendrickson would probably, because that Myles Garrett, like that's not happening, right? There's no way that's happening. I'm trying to think of who else out there, you know, for basically a team that's selling, who is a great player might be available. I think Trey Hendrickson is the clear top ticket item here.
I would think so as well. So, Joe, you found the numbers in terms of the trade deadline moves involving first-round picks?
Well, I don't have all the numbers, but the example, and we did talk about this a few weeks ago, but Jalen Ramsey's a big example, the two first-round picks. Two first-round picks and a fourth that the Rams sent to the Jags in the middle of that 2019 season. And, of course, I mean, they won it, you know, and they won the Super Bowl. Was it worth all that? You know, you could argue they had the T-shirts, bleep, fart them picks, you know, on the T-shirts. But, I mean, there's an example of, you know, bad team, kind of discontent, you know, the stuff that always followed Ramsey around, you know, these teams. And it was like the Rams were like, I mean, that's like right now maybe the top corner in the NFL. Let's do it. I forgot, like, Eric Dickerson. That was a
– Oh, yeah.
Now, the McCaffrey was a huge one 3 years ago. Again, we talked about this too, but that was not actually a first. It was a second, third, fourth, fifth. Now, so if that's high value. You know, second, third, fourth, and fifth. I mean, like, you know, I think you add up the value. That's more than a first, you know. So, I mean, that's still a massive haul for McCaffrey. And again, in the case of the Niners, I would say it worked out. It worked out pretty well to send those picks. I mean, they've still had, I'd say, probably the best roster in the league a couple times since then, probably. You know, and they're even good now with Mac Jones. Marshawn Lynch was one, but he was just a fourth and a fifth when the Bills sent him to the Seahawks. And of course, the Seahawks again. There's a team that benefits greatly. And the big one, I forgot that. For some reason, I thought the Herschel Walker trade was in the offseason, but I apparently that was. It was before the deadline. The famous one that, the Cowboys got like a million picks out of it, first rounders, and they built a dynasty out of those picks for, you know, running back who had seen better days. So it doesn't, the firsts don't move a lot, but they do sometimes.
Al on the YouTube chat says, what are y'all's thoughts on T'Vondre Sweat? Curious if you think he can be an impact pass rusher in the league or if he's always just going to be a big run stopper. He then says he hears that they're shopping him for a fourth. I don't know what that looks like, and I don't know how active the Titans are going to be in quote-unquote shopping him today. I doubt very seriously you're getting a fourth back for him as well, but we'll see what happens on that front. What do you make of the long-term kind of future outlook here for T'Vondre Sweat with the Tennessee Titans?
Well, if you're not getting at least a fourth for him, then I'm not moving him. I mean, he's young, and unless like there's an issue, you know, like a Brownlee, or it's like we got to get this guy to the locker room, you know. Which I mean, I have no reason to think that. We know that he had he had stuff in college, he got in trouble and things like that. But I mean, a young, first of all, is he going to be a pass? He's not going to be a great pass rusher. I thought he would be more of a pass rusher than he is. I thought he could do more. His last year at Texas, he was pretty dynamic.
But, yeah, like he's not going to be some expert-level pass rusher out there, but I think you're wanting to see more than we've seen to this point.
Yeah, but I just, you know, I still feel like you're talking about a young player. Certainly, he should be a big part of an effective run defense. He should be a guy who demands double teams and is just at least part of a good defensive front. And he should be a good pairing with Jeff Simmons. You know, you're going to keep Simmons moving forward. Sweat and Simmons should be, you know, like that should be a problem for people. You have to double both of them. I don't know that he's been that level of player. I don't think he has been. Can he be? Do they think it's just an impossible thing to get him in the kind of shape that he has to get in to be that? Again, he's been on this team where he can look around and see what Jeff Simmons did and see how much it has helped Jeff Simmons, you know? And he can look at J.C. Latham and see how much I mean, even though it hasn't necessarily helped him, but that's a there's a guy who like had to do it, his fellow rookie, and he changed his body. Why hasn't he? You know, and so maybe that's part of why the Titans are looking around. But I would keep him if I was the Titans. If I'm just gonna get like a fifth or something or a pick,
so I would too. Yeah,
yeah, I like and just hope that like the next coach comes in and the light goes on and it's like, look, man, right now you're just a guy in this league, but you don't have to just be a guy in this league.
615-737-1025 is our phone number. More thoughts to get to on the NFL trade deadline front. We'll get into the Titans coaching search part of this as well coming up next. All that ahead, Robbie and Rex Road, 1025 The Game. Robbie and Rex Road, 1025 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Ian Safar here with you on this Tuesday morning. NFL trade deadline day. We will keep you up to date with the latest moves in the NFL. Titans have traded Draymond Jones as of yesterday to the Ravens. We'll see if anything more is coming. Logan Wilson traded this morning from Cincinnati to the Dallas Cowboys. So that's the big move so far this morning. We'll keep you updated on the latest on that front. Joe, on the Titans coaching search front, I wonder this. You know, obviously it's been a few weeks since Callahan has been fired. We know that the next coach the Titans hire isn't going to happen until after this season is over, so there's still a long time between now and then. I do wonder, though, what sort of advantages, if any, do you think the Titans have in identifying and finding their next head coach by firing Brian Callahan when they did? You know, obviously, if you're Borgonzi, if you're Brinker, I mean, you are still worried about the day-to-day. You've got the deadline today. But after this, I mean, you're looking ahead to the draft. There's the scouting meetings and all those things. And I would assume you're spending a lot of time behind the scenes trying to identify that next coach and maybe talking to people and having, hopefully, you know, yesterday what I talked about, that wide-ranging net where you're covering your bases with a lot of different people. So how beneficial is it? Is it at all beneficial to fire Callahan when they did, in terms of what that means for the coaching search and the ability to really run through some candidates here, knowing that it's still going to be a while before your hire is actually made?
Yeah, it's a good question. I think you have a head start on, you know, on obviously like looking into people. So, you know, you have to do that. Now, I guess you could have not fired Callahan until the end of the year and known you were going to fire Callahan at the end of the year to be the same situation, right? Maybe the fact that it's open, some of the potential candidates out there can also think about you. There's obviously always, you know, there's always burner phones and back channels and agents and, you know, people talk. Agents talk, you know. The candidates don't talk. Leave it. I don't want to hear about it. I can go in front of the media and say, I don't know anything about this. I've never talked to anybody about anything. Their agent does the talking. But, look, if you're, you know, if you're a – and, you know, I've said this from the start and I continue to – like the idea, but like if you're a Robert Saleh, for example, you know, you have to know that you may be getting multiple opportunities, you know, coming out of here, so you can look around and say, okay, I know that the Dolphins job, you know, is probably going to be open. You might look at the Giants. You probably, if you're him, you're like, I do not want to coach in that stadium anymore, so let's not even talk about that with the Giants. You know, you look around, but you know the Titans are open. So if you're Robert Saleh, if you're whoever else out there, Arthur Smith, you know, you're probably keeping an eye on the Titans and, like, on Cam Ward, right? I mean, that's – to me, it's like anybody interested in this job has to think Cam Ward can at least be a good quarterback in the NFL. But to your question about the Titans having an edge, like, I guess it's just like, we're available. Check us out, you know, and you can have conversations. Whereas some of these other jobs, you know, some, you know, are open, but like, I'm trying to think of others that may or may not open. I mean, not a lot is really coming to mind. I mean, it's Cincinnati. You know?
Yeah.
Like, is that going to happen? Because if that's going to happen, as cheap as that organization is, as bad as that defense is, I still feel like a lot of coaches would be like, okay, Burrow throwing to Chase and Higgins, yeah, that's a pretty good place to start. You know, it's like, what's your competition going to be for these candidates, you know? And that's where it's like, that's where the advantage is sort of like, I don't know. I mean, you are out there, you are doing the homework, and potential candidates can look at you and know, you know, they do their homework on you, but there's still the possibility of jobs more attractive than yours opening up. And frankly, most of them that will open up will be more attractive than yours.
Yeah, like, you know, what happens with Arizona the rest of the way? Does Jonathan Gannon get canned at the end of the year? I would probably put, at this point, Raheem Morris in that boat as well. What happened? Like, how bad does it get for the Falcons the rest of the way? Does he get canned at the end of the year? I mean, there's still some jobs that could come open here. But, you know, if you're the Titans, you mentioned Saleh. I think that's a – if things keep going the way that they're going for him with that defense, he's going to get another opportunity at some point, whether it's this offseason or some point here pretty soon. Well, even a guy like Mike McCarthy, right? Like, you know, McCarthy's not with anybody right now. I mean, the Titans, I guess, would be free to talk to him anytime that they want to, considering he's not under contract anywhere at the moment. I have no idea if there's even any interest from the Titans on the Mike McCarthy front. I know we get asked about him a lot. I know he's a former NFL head coach with a pretty good degree of success. So, you know, from a logic standpoint, it makes sense that the Titans would at least be interested in him. But, you know, is there any sort of benefit to being able to knowing that your job is open and being able to operate that way if you're Brinker or Bergonzi? Probably limited. Like, if there is one, it's probably very limited. It's going to come down to, at the end of the year, I think exactly what you said. How attractive is the situation, not only with Cam Ward, but, I mean, looking around at the ownership part of this too, right? Like, does Mike McCarthy look at it and say, yeah, no thanks, I don't want any part of that? Does Robert Saleh, who just spent time with the New York Jets, do a deep dive on the Titans and come away looking at Amy Adams Strunk and say, yeah, no thanks, I don't want any part of that? I mean, that to me is still a huge part of this too, that I don't know the timing of firing your coach gives you a big advantage on.
Yeah, exactly. There's a lot of reasons to be wary of coming to this organization. Keith says, Titans are single and ready to mingle. New reality show idea for the NFL Network, Titans coaching search in the format of The Bachelor. There you go. That could be fun. More fun than watching a Titans football game. I just feel like, it's like, here we are. You know, check us out. I guess you could. People keep asking about interim coach being fired. I mean, I guess they could try to just see if Mike McCarthy would be the interim coach for the interim coach and just replace Mike McCoy. Say, hey, if you like it, you know, it's like rent to own, man. You know, if you like it for the next few weeks, then you can stay on. But, yeah, I don't – I think I just feel like in general – this is happening in college football too, right? Like all these programs have fired their coaches during the season. And so, you know, you get in the mix immediately. You start talking to people immediately. But like Virginia, so for example, and again, I know it's not a perfect comparison, Virginia Tech, I think, thought they were going to get James Franklin. Well, now Auburn opens up, you know, and it's like, hold on a minute. Let's just take our time here and see how things, and probably everybody's kind of waiting on Lane, you know. Now, that's where – I don't know that in the NFL, some years there is like a clear – I mean, frankly, the year that like the Titans were going to fire Vrabel, it was like a lot of people were like, oh, you know, Vrabel might be the bell of the ball, although Harbaugh beat him out for the Chargers job. But, I think in the end, the Titans still, with all this time, may end up having to go for like their third or fourth choice.
By the way, a return on the Logan Wilson trade from Cincinnati to Dallas. The Dallas Cowboys sending a 7th rounder going back to Cincinnati for Logan Wilson. So a minimal price to bring Logan Wilson in there. 7th round pick going back the other way.
Actually, can't believe Jerry didn't get fleeced. Good job, Jerry. You didn't get fleeced. I don't know if it's going to help you at all, but like I totally expected you to say like a second. It'd be like, oh, I know. Like, you have to trade with Jerry Jones today. Everyone must try to trade with Jerry Jones, but apparently he's – he's figuring things out.
He's playing chess, not checkers.
That's right.
615-737-1025. our phone number. We will keep you up to date on all the moves, the latest on the NFL trade deadline throughout the show. We'll get into the Predators as well coming up next after another overtime loss last night for them. All that ahead, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5 The Game.